And now it's letter time. Our editor, Sasha Woodruff, is here with me. Hey, Sasha.
Hey, Tony. How's it going?
It's going great. I understand that spanking and Michelle Obama's fashion stuffed our inbox this week, right?
That's right. The discussions we've had about whether the First Lady should have worn clothing by black designers for her husband's inauguration is still creating a lot of traffic. Aljory Stallings wrote us this on our website. I am completely irritated on this trivial commentary on this issue. I wonder if the black designers who are complaining about this realize that by doing that, they are cutting off their noses to spite their faces.
Flora Gill chimed in with this. I think she needs to get some credit for almost always wearing American designers. I am not black, but I do work in fashion. I think before we start judging this, we should look at how many black students are going to fashion school. I wish there were more.
And Diane Trockenberg wrote in to say, I am concerned with the concept drawing lines for black versus white for fill in whatever topic. Insistence on basing decisions on whether or not something or someone is of a certain race will certainly bring back racial tension. And then last week we had a discussion about spanking with Judge Lynn Toler. Well, that topic raised a lot of listener hackles. Here are a few letters that summed up the debate. Christopher Watson sent us this. I sat in my car shocked as I listened to your program talk about spanking. I am a 33-year-old black male who was spanked as a child and has since worked for several organizations fighting domestic and sexual violence and child abuse. I was slack-jawed as I heard two highly educated adults advocate child abuse.
And Sophie B. sent us another perspective with this letter. Sensitivity and overprotectiveness when it comes to kids in America today, which is why too many youngsters have no discipline, overdeveloped sense of entitlement, and little respect for any form of authority. You deny a kid his third ice cream and you're starving him. You refuse to negotiate with a five-year-old and you're violating his rights. Now some parents are equating spanking with child abuse. What nonsense.
And finally, Devin Lindsay sent us this. I really appreciate NPR News and Notes for being brave enough to approach this subject. Spanking, done correctly, is not abuse, and I'm glad you had this discussion in a very practical matter. And that's it for letters. Please keep your thoughts coming over the next few months.
And to write us, just log on to npr.org and click on Contact Us. When you get there, you'll see lots of shows to choose from. Make sure you pick News and Notes when you write to us.
And be sure to tell us where you're writing from and how to pronounce your name.
Thanks, Sasha.
No problem.
That's our show for today. So glad you could join us. To listen to the show or subscribe to the podcast, visit our website, nprnewsandnotes.org. To join the conversation or to sign up for the newsletter, visit our blog at nprnewsandviews.org. News and Notes was created by NPR News and the African American Public Radio Consortium. Tomorrow, the Senate has trimmed back the stimulus package by nearly $100 billion. But will that be enough for bipartisan support of the rescue plan? We'll have the very latest.